Gladys, GLADYS, Rodarte, RODARTE, 1/19/97. Hip complaint, lower abdominal pain, number 2, right leg pain, number 3. Kidney pain, number 4. History of PCOS, number 5. Patient is a 26-year-old young lady. Comes in today with right lower quadrant abdominal pain. Worse yesterday, better today. Some nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. Patient has not had any trauma or any other activities that could cause this to be an issue at this time. She doesn't have rebound. She doesn't have rigidity. Period. Patient's medication includes the following: metformin, spironolactone, birth control pills for PCOS. Medical problems: has had a history of hypertension in the past. Surgery: none. Social last period: 8/20/23. Very abnormal period. Doesn't smoke. Doesn't drink. She has her degree in IT from Stephen F. Austin, but she's choosing to work at a gas station because she's trying to find out what she wants in life. Allergy: none. Family history: mom had some kind of brain tumor. Non-cancerous, was removed, now undergoing hormonal replacement. Dad has diabetes and high blood pressure. COVID immunization up to date times 2. Medications reviewed. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 192 pounds, 100%, 98.6. 1684, 129 over 79. Heart buzzes, home buzzes, so long as you cut it out from soft. Make sure your video skin shows the right arm because of damage. There's definitely pain over the right lower quadrant. Your analysis is completely clean. Number 1, right lower quadrant pain. Number 2, ultrasound of the area reveals a cystic lesion, renal versus hepatic. Number 2, this appears to be about 3 or 4 centimeter. Number 3, lots of gas in the abdomen. Number 4, we order CT. Number 5, check CBC. Number 6, no blood test. I mean, no medications at this time. Number 7, patient's going to the emergency room to get the blood work. And CT number 8, she's also had some swelling in her legs off and on, most likely related to hormonal changes, but nevertheless, DDT studies are negative. No PVD noted. Next number, arm pain, also the same thing. No DDT or PVD noted. Next number, she does have a fatty liver. Next number, her gallbladder is within normal limits. Next number, echocardiogram was done with invasive palpitation is within normal limits. Next number, because of the history of vertigo off and on, we did a carotid ultrasound, which also within normal limits as well. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length, and she will come back after blood work and CT scans have returned from the emergency room. Thank you.